Hey, good morning, you. It's 9:37. Out of cloudy sky, 31 degrees. Still some slippery driving conditions out there. Streets, highways, sidewalks covered in ice. So keep that in mind when you're heading out and drive slowly. Use some caution. Here was some good news. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It's the end of another month. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to see you in here.
Right. Another month flew by.
Another month did fly by. Hey, you've got a lot coming up here in the month of April. What's going on with Parks and Rec?
So I've pulled a few things. Actually, with Parks and Rec, we don't have a lot on our list right now. We're just trying to get people signed up for their youth activities and things like that. But I pulled a few things off our bulletin board. I'll have those down here. But I just wanted to say, starting off, that our facilities, we're trying to get opened up, you know, as far as our we'll see what we can do on the, like, the tennis courts and the ball fields and stuff like that, just mm-hmm. to try and, you know, because once it does warm up, you know, you can get out there probably right away. So we just got to get the snow off of them. So we've been working on doing that. Kurt and Paul went down to the airport earlier this week and got the snow off of the infield, and it made a huge difference. Yesterday, even though it wasn't that great of a day out, a lot of it melted off that was still left on there. So once we get it down to the ground level, I think it'll go pretty quick, and we can get those fields ready.
Right. A little more optimism. I'm liking that.
Right, yeah. So our youth summer activities registration is open. People can go to WaptonParks.com and sign up for any of the activities, the youth baseball and soccer and tennis. We've got all those on there. They can go in and register their child and pay. Adult ones, we don't really have that in within that program, but the youth ones are all ready to go. And then starting out April 3rd, April 3rd through the 7th, I'm sure they've talked about it here, the Rotary Club sponsors their blood screenings. They'll be at CHI St. Francis in the morning. So if you need that, go down and get that done. It's a good service that they provide there. April 7th, our offices will be closed at the park, but the community center will still be open. We have our system now where people can get in and use it if they have a fob to open up the doors. So we want people to use it as much as they can. So just because we're not there doesn't mean that it has to be fully closed. So, and then April 14th, Three Rivers Crisis Center is having a baked potato bar from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Hughes Shelter. So get down there for lunch that day and help support them. That's a very good group there. April 14th, also our youth track and field starts.
Hard to believe.
Maybe it's in snowshoes this year. I'm not sure what they'll be doing.
Right.
And then April 15th, Chinkapazoo Cleanup Day. I know Kathy and Tom are a little bit anxious about that.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a lot to clean up if it's covered. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some decent weather and get people down there. And
they were talking about that yesterday. It's kind of a day-to-day thing. And it's like, right, as it gets closer, they'll let us know, you know, if it's a go or not.
Yeah,
so
just like all things now, you know. And when it turns, I think it'll turn in a hurry. So, you know, we'll have a lot to do in a short amount of time to get things ready. And then the 15th also, that's Saturday, the Hoop It Up Youth Basketball Tournament. The schools put that on, and it was scheduled for March, but it got delayed from some storms and things like that. So now it's been rescheduled to the 15th, and that'll be at Wapton Public Schools. I think that it's pretty full right now. I don't know if there's any. You can call the park office and see if, or the school, I guess, is who really runs it, see if there's any openings left. And then April 20th, there's a spring gardening workshop. That is at the Breckenridge Elementary School from 5 to 9:30. And I know that it's one of the garden clubs that's sponsoring it, but I can't remember what it is for sure.
Okay.
And then April 22nd is our opening day for Chinkapazoo. So getting pretty excited about that.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
It'll be fun. And then just a kind of a teaser, in May, not sure, I don't remember the date for sure, but coming up in May, the Red River Area Sportsman's Club is going to be, they're kind of hosting it, but it's going to be at the community center, a sportsman's sporting good type rummage sale. So that'll be a really good event if you got stuff. I think people can sign up and get tables, but as I said, there'll be more details later. We'll get that out there.
Get Greg Drew in here to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there will be and the park has a lot of stuff that,
nice,
that we're ready to part ways with. We've got some uniforms down there that I've been looking through stuff, and I remember my kids wearing them. So it's been a while since they've been in there. So,
well, something tells me you'll have a good turnout for this.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think it'll be a fun deal.
Yeah.
So But yeah, that's what we got going for April. May we'll get into the swing of things with all of our activities getting ready to start up, and June is when we start our summer programs in full swing, so we'll be ready for that.
Well, keep up the good work, my friend. As we were talking before we went on, too, boy, that community center, that's the busiest place in town.
It is, yeah, and it's fun now. You know, I mean, well, it's always been fun, but, you know, now that we have a little bit better access on the weekends and in the evenings, when we don't have things scheduled, and it does fill up pretty fast as far as schedules, people calling in to reserve it for a certain time or whatever, but it's good to have it to where you know, we can assign fobs to people and grant them access to when they want to come in and use it. So it's there, and we got to be using it. It's one good source.
Definitely a lot of people taking advantage of that, because like I say, from my place, I've got a direct shot to it, and there's cars there constantly. So
yeah, the parking lot's been full and the street's been full, so
all right,
we got good people there.
Brad, always a pleasure to see you each and every month, my friend. Let's get some melting going. We'll talk in at the end of April.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It's 9:43 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Talking to you every weekday morning. Nothing else I'd rather be doing. Bill Dablo, 6 to 10, at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.